And welcome back. You're tuned in to the HBCU Nation radio show, and I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Glad to have you join the broadcast today. And we're blessed to have with us, joining us for this segment, Johnny C. Taylor Jr. He is the CEO of the Thurgood Marshall College Fund, named one of the Power 100 by Ebony Magazine in his list of the 100 most influential African Americans a year after assuming the role of president and CEO. Johnny C. Taylor Jr. leads the Thurgood Marshall College Fund, TMCF, the only national organization representing nearly 300,000 students attending this country's 47 publicly supported HBCUs. With approximately 80% of all of HBCU students attending TMCF member schools, Mr. Taylor leads an organization responsible for providing this country a robust and diverse pipeline of talented workers and future leaders. The Thurgood Marshall College Fund provides unparalleled access to a funnel of opportunities for students to journey to college, through college, and into a career. Despite the universal challenges that face today's college-bound student, TMCF transforms the lives of thousands of students each year. Johnny C. Taylor Jr., President, CEO of the Thurgood Marshall College Fund. Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you, man. How are you today?
Oh, we're blessed today, man. We're honored to have you in the broadcast, and we thank God for you taking time out of your very, very, very busy schedule to join us today. Thanks a lot. We really appreciate that.
No, I thank you all for having us, and thank you for your work around ensuring that people know that HBCUs exist and are not just historically relevant, but are currently relevant.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I take a look at, gosh, the impact that TMCF is having, man, you guys are doing it up huge. And so we want to just take an opportunity just to talk to you about that. We realize that TMCF's Teacher Quality and Retention Program helps prepare over 150 new and continuing teachers for success in the classroom. And, you know, the bottom line is that there's about a 90% drop already among first-generation students due to lack of financial support and that kind of thing. I mean, there's so much that I tell you, you guys do there at the TMCF. You have an incredible impact. Just talk about, what it's like for you, man, to be the president and the CEO of the Thurgood Marshall College Fund.
Man, it is my dream job. I mean, to be totally honest, I'm not telling you, I'm not just talking the talk, but I spent my career in corporate as a lawyer and as an HR executive and a CEO on the business side, but I spent the last 6 years with my colleagues at the Thurgood Marshall College Fund really devoting ourselves to the mission of telling the world about HBCUs, what's going on today, not just from the past, but today what these wonderful institutions are doing to make a difference, not just for the black community, but for America.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good point you make, and it's a very important point that you make. HBCUs, and I'm sure you agree, play a very critical role, first of all, in helping America to achieve its efforts in terms of this 2020 goals to be, again, number one, if you will, in the world in terms of producing the number of college graduates. Talk to me a little bit about TMCF and what you hope to be able to accomplish during your tenure as president and CEO. What's your number one priority?
So let me set it up to you, by the way. There are two wonderful organizations, the United Negro College Fund and the Thurgood Marshall College Fund, so UNCF and TMCF. And generally, we cover the landscape of all four-year historically black colleges and universities. UNCF has as its members private HBCU. Mm-hmm. And Thurgood Marshall College Fund has publicly supported HBCUs. So all of your state institutions, your Florida A&M, North Carolina A&T, Morgan State, you name them. But we also count amongst our members Howard University and Tuskegee University, Alabama, and here in the district, partially because they are publicly supported. But that's our university. We have 47 institutions. And what we have all dedicated ourselves to is helping, as you pointed out, that North Star goal articulated by President Obama to place, put the United States back in that spot where it's the number one producer or place for college graduates in the world, on the globe, literally. And but what we understand, and what I think all of us have to take some time to fully appreciate, is that with an America that is increasingly black and brown, mm-hmm. it can only be done if HBCUs do the work that they do and do it well. Mm-hmm. But what we have to do is make sure that these institutions have the resources, financial and human resources, to bring in this next generation of black and brown children, give them the best education that they can get so that they can go back into the workforce and become the leaders of industry globally. That's really what drives the work that we do. So we have a couple of key programs at the Thurgood Marshall College Fund that really will help us achieve that goal. The first is, as you alluded to earlier, the Teacher Quality and Retention Program, TQRP. So many HBCUs, frankly, started as normal schools or mm-hmm. schools of education. That's what we did well. And we got away from that over time. You know, everyone's focused on STEM this, STEM that, and business this, and the professional programs. And we kind of lost our way and stopped producing classroom teachers. Mm-hmm. The reality is, in most major cities, black and brown children make up 80, upwards of 90% of the people in the classroom. And all of the research says you perform better. America's students perform better when there's someone in that classroom who looks like them doing the teaching. Mm-hmm. So to me, that's a call to action for HBCUs to do their role in increasing the number and quality of teachers who are going to end up in America's classroom, simply because America is diverse. That's a program we're most proud of, our TQRP program, and we are committed to that work. So one side of this is teacher education, but then what happens when you get a student through K through 12 onto college and then they go to industry? Well, we need to make sure that industry has diverse leaders. So we have to be a pipeline for the students who come through our institutions. They need to get all of the right skills, all of the rules. They need to understand the written and unwritten rules. And so we have a focus through our Leadership Institute and our campus work to make sure that industry has the best prepared students from the HBCU community. That's the second program that we focus on. And lastly, and most recently, we've really kind of invested in making sure that we reach back into the pipeline, middle school students and high school students. We launched a program in Vicksburg, Mississippi, and Baltimore, Maryland, that focuses on middle school and high school students, getting them prepared for college in the out-of-school activities. I got to share with you real quickly. You know, someone asked me the other day, did it not surprise me that the NBA, for example, with some, you know, 70 to 80% of NBA players, the best players in the world, are African American? Mm-hmm. And I said, the reason it doesn't surprise me is because the athletic sort of industry has focused on these kids from as early as middle school, in some instances, elementary school, making sure that after school, be it on the weekend, be it on Saturdays, Sundays, that they are practicing basketball. So naturally, we're going to produce some dominant stars. Well, what we think that the HBCUs need to do is go back to our community and say, spend some of their time on the weekend creating America's next businesses, their next doctors, next lawyers, mm-hmm. the coders, the engineers. Mm-hmm. So we've got to make sure that out-of-school activities for kids who are in middle school and high school are structured to ensure that they are ready to take the jobs of the future. Those are the big things that we're doing. Teacher preparation, business leader preparation, and we're dipping back into our K-12 system to ensure that students are prepared when they arrive on HBCU campuses.
If you're just joining us, you're tuned in to the HBCU Nation Radio Show, and I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Glad to have you join the broadcast today. And joining us for this segment is our good friend, Johnny C. Taylor, Jr. Brother Taylor is the president and CEO of the Thurgood Marshall College Fund, named one of the Power 100 by Ebony Magazine in its list of the 100 most influential African Americans a year after assuming the role of president and CEO. He leads the only national organization representing nearly 300,000 students attending this country's 47 publicly supported HBCUs, with approximately 80% of all of HBCU students attending TMCF member schools. Mr. Taylor leads an organization responsible for providing this country a robust and diverse pipeline of talented workers, and future leaders. Again, Johnny C. Taylor, welcome to the show.
I'm so glad to be here, brother. Thank you.
And we're glad.
I'm new, by the way.
Yes, sir. That's right. The proverb of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. We're glad to have you. We're so happy to have you join the broadcast to share with us. You know, I saw an incredible statistic that said 97% of TMCF scholarship recipients graduate from college. That is so awesome, Doc.
You know, thank you, man. And that's what I think something we're most proud of, if you ask me sort of the crowning jewel,
right,
it is graduation. Mm-hmm. Too often, we focus on getting kids to college,
right,
but not through college.
Right.
Ultimately, mm-hmm, education doesn't pay off if you don't leave there without a degree.
That's right.
So it's absolutely something we're very proud of, is the focus on graduating. It's enough to get kids to go to college, but the real gotcha is, that did they graduate from college? And that's what we're working on, completion.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, we'll be able to talk about the Opportunity Funding Corporation. You're doing some great things with that in terms of how you've been able to infuse entrepreneurship into HBCU's curriculum. Let's elaborate a little bit further on the Opportunity Funding Corporation.
OFC was created, we call it OFC, the Opportunity Funding Corporation, but it was created back in the 1970s, interestingly, mm-hmm, by the Nixon administration.
Interesting.
The Republicans were at that point very active in ensuring that the black community, mm-hmm, was self-sustaining. So there was an investment to create essentially angel funding as well as training for entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
And we acquired OFC, that is Thurgood Marshall College Fund, acquired it about 3 years ago, mm-hmm, because so much of our programming is focused on people getting careers, being prepared for careers to go work for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And what we weren't doing was preparing the next generation of entrepreneurs, black entrepreneurs, to actually hire people. So, you know, some people go to college to go get a good job, and some people want to be the job creator.
That's right.
But we realized that we had a gaping hole in our programming at the Thurgood Marshall College Fund. We were looking for all of the 3-8, 3-9 kids to go work for the major employers,
mm-hmm,
and we weren't realizing that some of the strongest talent in the world was not being given the right training instead of skills. So entrepreneurialism became our sort of language. We acquired OFC, merged it in, and we are doing all sorts of work, especially in the tech space, not exclusively,
mm-hmm,
but especially in the tech space. People think about, you know, the holy grail is getting a job at Google or getting a job at Apple.
Mm-hmm.
What they forget is that Apple, for example, they spend $10 billion, that's with a B, brother,
mm,
$1 billion,
mm,
on their app development ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
So, a brother or sister, you know, you can make so much money working for someone, but
that's right.
Go create an app and put it out on either their iWatch or on the iPhone, and then make yourself money while you're asleep at night. Is a very, very compelling case. And our students, frankly, HBCU students in the larger black community,
mm-hmm,
didn't appreciate. We consume tech product. We're not necessarily being a part of the economy that generates all sorts of wealth for people in the tech space. And so,
mm-hmm,
that's what we're doing. But we also are saying to our students, we want you to figure out how to make money, you know,
mm-hmm,
for yourselves, working for someone nice, but also looking how to make money. So that's what the OFC is all about. Very excited. We're hosting hackathons for our HBCU students and younger, back to middle and high schools. We're getting our students involved in entrepreneurialism at a very base level.
Mm-hmm. That is so awesome. Your program actually just, it connects students with the startup ecosystem and empowers them to develop an entrepreneurial mindset and through your coaching and training and networking and hackathons and all that. That is just so incredibly awesome. Take one just to talk about, if you will, what you refer to as the 3 C's of the entrepreneurial mindset: curiosity, connections, and creating value.
That's it. You have to start with just that base level of curiosity. If,
mm-hmm,
you're simply one of those C's that people don't talk about, we have historically been consumers.
Right.
And that's the only C we are. And so you used to hear people say, you know, that blacks spend $1.3 trillion and da da da. But,
mm-hmm,
that C is not of any as much relevance.
Right.
The real relevance,
mm-hmm,
to your point is, are you curious?
Right.
That's the most important one. And then we we've got to make sure that you are connected to capital so that you can capitalize on it. So the three C's are, and we teach, that's part of the rubric, part of the language in our community, is the connections to. We've got to connect you to capital. Some of that, by the way, is financial capital, but a lot of it is human capital. You've got to be connected because people do business with people they know and like. And so a big part of the work that we find ourselves doing every day is making sure that our future entrepreneurs understand that other entrepreneurs, there's a whole community of entrepreneurs, and they need to be introduced to them, connected to them, so that ultimately they can take part in that economy and ecosystem.
Wow, that is so incredible. If you're just joining us, you tune in to the HBCU Nation Radio Show, and I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Glad to have you join the broadcast today, and we're blessed to be joined for this segment with our good friend and brother, Johnny C. Taylor Jr., named one of the Power 100 by Ebony Magazine in its list of the 100 most influential African Americans a year after assuming the role of president and CEO. Johnny C. Taylor Jr. leads the Thurgood Marshall College Fund, TMCF, the only national organization representing nearly 300,000 students attending this country's 47 publicly supported HBCUs, with approximately 80% of all HBCU students attending TMCF member schools. Mr. Taylor leads an organization responsible for providing this country a robust and diverse pipeline of talented workers and future leaders. Immediately prior to assuming the presidency of TMCF in 2010, Mr. Taylor worked as a senior executive for IAC, Interactive Corp., first as its senior vice president for human resources, and then as the president and CEO of one of IAC's operating subsidiaries. Before joining IAC, Mr. Taylor's career spanned nearly 15 years as a litigation partner and president of the human resources consulting business for the McGuire Woods Law Firm. Again, Brother Taylor, welcome to the show.
Thank you. So good to be here.
Man, what an honor it is to have you on. This is, you're doing a great job, and we thank God for all that you're doing and for your gift. And again, when we first started the broadcast, you talked about the whole fact that your career spanned, you were basically involved in human relations and law and all. And gosh, and what led you, if you will, to begin to endeavor to lead the Thurgood Marshall College Fund? What was it about that captured Johnny C. Taylor Jr.'s attention?
So, the interesting story, I literally just told this to Bishop, Leonard Smith at Mount Zion Baptist Church here in the Virginia area. It's in the Arlington area, but we were just talking about it. I didn't, you know, as you might imagine, I don't have a PhD in education or, frankly, anything. Mm-hmm. I'm a lawyer by training. I, believe it or not, didn't attend a black college. But I was on the board of the Thurgood Marshall College Fund, and literally the bug bit me. I began to understand that, you know, there are, and appreciate that there are really only two institutions that are really ours, the black church and black colleges.
Right.
And I wanted to use everything, all of the skills that I had sort of mastered while in corporate America, and bring all of that learning to our community to see if we could literally save these institutions, not from just us. You know, people say, oh, we want to focus on HBCU surviving. And I said, what about thriving? Let's go a step further. Let's figure out how we do everything that I've used in industry, bring those lessons here, and see if we can transform it. And my golly, things are working, brother. We, you know, you have to, it's like anything else. If you get very focused on it, committed to it, you bring the right group of leaders to surround you, have an amazing team here, and we just are doing God's work. Literally, and I'm so pleased to be doing this work.
Wow, that is so awesome, and what an incredible story! And to hear about again all that really led you to this place as serving as president and CEO of the Thurgood Marshall College Fund (TMCF). You guys are doing great work. And I was looking over some of the information there on your website, and it talks about how TMCF helps over 200 students a year obtain executive track positions. Elaborate a little bit further on that initiative.
Yeah, one tell you exactly what we do.
Right.
One of the big tragedies is for a student to take oftentimes $80,000 to $100,000 of their money,
mm-hmm.
4 or 5 years of their life,
mm-hmm.
and to earn a degree, and then guess what? Not get a good job.
Right.
That's tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
And we found that was happening all too often in our community. So we took it upon ourselves to say, the schools are doing a wonderful job teaching people and our students, our best and brightest students, the technical side of the job and teaching them the rules of corporate America as they understand them. But we're not giving them real sort of life experience, internships, mm-hmm. externships, co-ops. We're not connecting them so that they build their networks. And so we decided to take all of that, package it in a program. So we spend our year going on to each of the 47 member schools that we represent, finding the best 8 to 10 students for a big group of about 500 students, and we literally, between scholarships, between mentorship, between leadership development, we then end up packaging them, for lack of a better term, and introducing them to major corporate opportunities. So some of the biggest names in industry, from Apple to Wells Fargo to Merrill Lynch to, you know, Nike, you name it.
Mm.
Our job is to make sure that these students not only get a degree, but that they get a good job. Not just a job, but a good job.
Mm-hmm. Man, that is just so incredibly awesome. I love it. I love it. I love it. Johnny C. Taylor Jr., President and CEO of the Thurgood Marshall College Fund, TMCF. TMCF provides unparalleled access to a funnel of opportunities for students to journey to college, through college, and into a career. Despite the universal challenges that face today's college-bound student, TMCF transforms the lives of thousands of students each year. Brother Taylor, man, thanks for taking time out of your very busy schedule to join the broadcast today. Thank God for all that you do, man. We really appreciate you.
Well, thank you all, and I appreciate one thing I'd like to ask you, at least listening audience, to do,
mm-hmm.
is whether or not you attended an HBCU or not.
Mm-hmm.
I said earlier that HBCUs are uniquely belong to our community.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of us, by virtue of that fact, are products of an HBCU, whether or not you matriculated on the campuses or not. So with that in mind, each of us need to commit to assisting HBCUs. Give back your time and your treasure. And each of us, again, no matter whether or not you attend an HBCU or not, find a student to support who's at an HBCU, write a check to an HBCU, and tell your employer to consider hiring from an HBCU. If you do that, then we can continue to be assured that these institutions will be around for another 200-plus years.
Wow, that is so awesome. And the bottom line is that, how can folks find out more of the great things you guys are doing at TMCF?
Come to our website at www.tmcf, that's Thurgood Marshall College Fund.org. So www.tmcf.org, or you can download our app. Go on to the iTunes store, the App Store, and you'll find that so that you can keep up with what we're doing. We're all over social media. We're everything from LinkedIn to Facebook to Instagram to Twitter, and you'll know what we're doing at all times. We're omnipresent.
Johnny C. Taylor Jr., President, CEO of the Thurgood Marshall College Fund, TMCF. Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. God bless. Bye-bye.